In Christ, you ought not, but to continue to trust in God and wait for the hope of righteousness. There were times when I got very discouraged because I didn't see the works of God happening. And I wanted to see them happening. And then I began to feel like, well, it's some fault of mine. But the thing is, I hadn't turned away from the Holy Commandment or from the gospel of Christ. But the power had not been given me. Okay, and I believe these things come from God. Else, I don't think I could ever make it. If it's by my own power and my own righteousness, I'll never make it. So, if I'm to fulfill the words of the apostles and the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, God is going to have to help me. There's no other way. But I do not turn my back on that and say, it's not working, it's not possible. Because I've already seen him deliver me from things. I've already seen, the things he's delivered me from never come back. Now, I could turn my back on the gospel and say, I can just get drunk again. The truth is that I don't want to, thank God. Because he's put that in my heart. If he didn't put that in my heart, I could go back to that. It'd be very easy for me to fall back into that. I used to live that way. It's like going skiing again. I've gone skiing lots of times. It's like roller skating. Yeah, you're a little awkward at first, but it kind of all comes back to you. Unless there be some sort of impartation, some sort of gift, the dispensation of the grace of God. It's the true meaning of dispensation, is that he dispenses things to us. Even through his apostles, even through his teachers, he dispenses. I'm a dispenser. To me, he's committed a dispensation. The dispensation is the things that I'm teaching you. That's my dispensation. The things I'm administering. I'm in charge, and I'm distributing. This is like a food pantry. Here I am, and I'm going to distribute to those who need. That is a dispensation.